Hi, this is Paige. There's a lot of commercial and cultural pressure this time of year to be partnered up and blissfully in love. Maybe that's true for you, maybe not. Either way, the ancient systems of yoga and meditation have been celebrating the deeper energy and symbolism of the heart for thousands of years. The heart represents balance, a point in the middle of the body from which we can explore both internal focus and outward expansion, and a place where we can settle into the body knowledge that we're all connected. Today, we'll move through a short sequence to gently open and stimulate the space around the physical heart, and then finish with a classic metta meditation practice used to extend that heart energy outward. We'll begin on our backs and we'll end in a seat. So you can practice with a yoga mat, you can simply practice on a carpet or a blanket on the floor. If you'd like to have an extra blanket or a cushion to sit on toward the end, you may want to grab that. And as you're ready, we'll begin on our backs. As you make your way to your back, see how it feels to simply bend your knees and put your feet on the ground. And then let your knees drop in toward each other. So you might feel that it's more comfortable to widen your feet a little bit so the knees can just comfortably rest toward each other. No effort in having them make their way together. And if it feels okay here, let your arms stretch open wide. Maybe your palms face up so your collarbones naturally broaden. Gentle expansion across the chest. And simply begin to drop into your natural rhythm of breathing here. And we'll begin some really easy rolls of the head side to side. So allow yourself to inhale with your head right in the center. And as you exhale, let your gaze drift toward the right. And as you do that, let that left shoulder just very gently get a little bit heavier. And then as you inhale, the head can roll back through center. As you exhale, let your gaze drift to the left. Let that right shoulder get just a little bit heavier. And start to move like that. Every inhale brings you through center. Every exhale, as the head drifts one way, the opposite shoulder gently grounds, opening up space along that side of the chest, the shoulder. Inhaling through center, exhaling, releasing any compression across the chest, the collarbone, the shoulder. Let yourself rock through this one more time each side. Head just gently drifting side to side. Opposite shoulder grounding, opening up energy across the chest. And as you're ready, let the head come back through center. The legs can stay right where they are if they're still comfortable. And then cross your arms right in between your chest and your chin. So one arm crosses over the other, kind of right up by the shoulder heads, and the arms then can just drape. They're resting in the space in between your chest and your chin, kind of upper chest area. And then the arms just become heavy ropes. Resting there, breathing into the outer shoulders, the outer arms. And for the last breath right here, your head again might just gently rock a little bit side to side, seeing if the sides of the neck want to release a little bit. And then when your body is naturally ready to inhale, unwrap your arms, stretch them wide again, feel that expansion and opening across the chest and the space of the heart, and then cross your arms the other way. So the other arm lands on top, crossing right up by the heads of your shoulders if that's comfortable, and letting the arms then just drape and rest right in the space between the chest and the chin. Arms just heavy, outer shoulders breathing, outer arms receiving some of the energy of the breath. Head might gently rock a little bit side to side for the last breath or so here. And as you're ready again, unwrap your arms, let them stretch wide, just let your body take all of that in. And then see how it works to stretch both arms right up alongside your ears. They're still resting on the ground. They're just reaching up alongside your ears, and the legs now can extend out long, so the whole body is making some space. Take in an inhale right here. You might really let the body lengthen. And as you exhale, it can be a little bit of a sigh, and you could scoop both of your knees right up into your chest. You might even lift your forehead up to both knees. And as you inhale, let that whole shape unwrap itself. So the legs stretch long against the earth, the arms stretch up alongside the ears and reach. As you exhale, maybe a bit of a sigh, scooping the knees in, maybe lifting the forehead toward the knees. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, the whole body lengthens. And as you gently sigh out your exhale, scoop your knees up, maybe lift your forehead toward your knees. And then you can relax the head back down if you lifted the forehead and let your whole body gently sway a little bit with your knees hugged in, the low back smoothing against the earth. Nice and easy as you're ready, roll to one side. Press your way up and make your way into an upright seat. Again, you may want a folded blanket or a cushion underneath your sitting bones so you feel support for your back and your hips. And then see how it works for your body to stretch your legs out and widen them a little bit. They don't have to create a huge wide straddle, just as wide as they feel comfortable. And then once your legs are stretched out, you could have a little bit of a bend to the knees if that's better for your body, or the legs can be completely stretched. See how it works to put one hand behind your head, just right back behind the skull, and then layer the other hand behind the first one. So your hands are stacked behind your head and your elbows are open wide, almost like wings. Still feeling that broadness and that space across the chest. Let your body inhale here. And as you exhale, hands behind your head, elbows wide, gently rotate your body to the right, little bit of a twist to the right. And then as you inhale, let yourself unwind back through center. Exhale, hands are still stacked, just a little twist, a rotation to the left. Bring yourself back through center. If you want to switch which hand is touching your head so you feel balanced even in that little subtle way in your hands and your arms, you could do that. And then inhale again, long, tall spine. Exhale, little rotation to the right, slowly twisting around, the elbows still wide, the chest broad. Inhale back through center. Exhale, rotation gently to the left, twisting, elbows wide, chest expanding. Inhale, come all the way back through center. And now if it feels okay, you could open your arms wide with your palms facing up. So the arms are stretched out wide and we'll twist to each side again. So inhaling here in the center. Exhaling, a wide rotation to the right, arms stretching and lengthening, chest broadening. Inhale back through center. Exhale, gentle twist to the left, palms facing up, arms just stretching open wide and expansive. Inhale, bring yourself all the way back through center. Both arms can stretch up alongside your ears now, so the side body feels all kinds of length. And as you exhale, just allow your arms to float back down, all the way back down to the ground. And after your body has taken that in for a breath or so, if you'd like, you can arrange yourself now into an easy cross-legged seat or any kind of upright seat that feels comfortable and supportive to your body. And we'll begin to move into a classic meditation practice called metta meditation. It's an intentional way of conjuring and extending feelings of good wishes and love. Metta is a word from the Pali language, an ancient language from northern India, often translated as kindness, love, even compassion. The technique is thousands of years old and it has variations in many different traditions. It's also being experimented with and studied in modern times as an antidote of sorts to the more critical and judgmental scripts that we often run on continuous loop in our heads. And they can cause us to feel a little bit isolated and disconnected. This practice, as a counterbalance to that, can help us feel a little more generous and connected. I'll be using language that is traditionally offered in this meditation practice. If you're new to this practice and the wording feels a little stilted or contrived, see if you can maybe allow the words to simply take on an energetic tone. We'll begin by directing attention inward. So at yourself, toward yourself. And as you do that, begin to feel into these wishes for yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy and safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. As you allow those words to just settle in your body, notice that you really do want to be happy. Want to experience health and safety, and to live in a way that is peaceful and full of ease. These very natural impulses are perhaps even what drew you to practices like this. May I be happy. May I be healthy and safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. Allowing the tonal quality of these wishes toward yourself to settle in. And then we'll begin like concentric circles expanding in a pond. To extend this out little by little, bring to mind someone who you have a really easy relationship with, who it's easy to send wishes of love toward. Maybe it's a pet or a small child. Allow that person to surface in your mind's eye. And extend the same wishes. May you be happy. May you be healthy and safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. Feel into what it's like. You really do want this being that you've visualized to be happy, to enjoy good health and safety and feel peaceful and at ease in life. May you be happy. May you be healthy and safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. If you like, you can allow that circle to expand a bit more. Perhaps now bringing to mind someone who is neutral in your life, maybe even someone you don't know all that well, the person who delivers your mail or the person you interacted with recently at the grocery store. Someone neutral in your life. Begin to extend this energy toward that person. May you be happy. May you be healthy and safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. Allowing that energy to move toward this person. Noticing that you actually do want this person to be happy, safe and healthy, experiencing peacefulness in life. And then finally, see how it feels to you to let that concentric circling of energy expand once more to someone who perhaps is a little more challenging, not somebody that you have a deep challenge with in life, someone who maybe it's sometimes difficult to be with, difficult to interact with. And just explore how it feels to begin to extend these wishes to that person. May you be happy. May you be healthy and safe. May you experience peacefulness and ease. Perhaps after another breath or so here, you can just rest into that circle widening even more. The edges blurring. The energy simply extending in all directions. May you be happy. May you be healthy and safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. The meditation teacher, Jack Kornfield, says that this spacious, loving awareness is really our natural state, our birthright. I hope as you head into this Valentine week, you'll have plenty of opportunities to rest into this natural state, directing this energy inside toward yourself and allowing it to effortlessly expand outward. Thanks so much for making this time for yourself. I'll be with you again soon.